This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is for tomorrow again?
Yep.
I mean, we're only like, what, 7 hours out? 6 hours out? We're recording this at 5 p.m. on a Thursday. This shit comes out tomorrow morning, man. I mean, the energy is imbued. Right?
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Of course!
So what if
Just get on with it. Fucking go! Just say it!
I'm saying it. What if we weren't available right
really?
Now? Yeah.
It would have been a fucking solo dolo episode. I would have done it by my own lonesome, right? The issue
and
was
this,
I really
did it sneak up on you Friday, or because it's happened every single Friday for 3 years. So I'm wondering why it's like, oh shit, I have to do this tomorrow.
Did it sneak up on me, or am I sort of operating from a place?
Just the question that I asked.
The week got away from me. I was in San Francisco, the Bay Area, to be sure, and Joseph A. Biden flew in. I guess he's doing some fundraising in Atherton or some shite, and he was staying across the street from me at the, for lack of a better term, Fairmount. And so what happened was they shut down the streets in every direction. Right. So for me to get to the airport on time was not even in the cards. And so there wasn't any way I could record Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
What about last week?
Like last
how
Friday?
How did you not know that he was
that
there
would have been a good
until
idea.
You were leaving for the airport?
I don't follow the guy's whereabouts. It's not my job to make sure that the taxpayer's being fucking charged for
you'd
him
assume
to
that
stay at a 5-star hotel, by the way.
You'd assume that you'd, like, notice something going around at least, like, a couple hours before. A
couple hours? I flew in on Saturday, all right? He flew in on Tuesday, right? By the way, I flew via JSX, and I'd love to talk about that. JetSuiteX, it's a shuttle flight. You can get from L.A. to San Francisco on a private jet for the cost of less than a fucking commercial airline ticket with 29 other people, including twice Nick Kroll, right? And so... But the thing you're signing up for there is that it's like a different section of the Oakland airport, right? And that's the section, by the way, that Air Force One lands at. So
of
guess
course.
What they also
you're
did?
Flying private.
Semi. They still fucking moved our flight to Buchanan Airfield.
Kroll was pissed?
I don't think Kroll wasn't on this leg. Kroll was there when I went to SF for the Dead Company show, right? Mm. And so what had happened was... My whole trip was thrown off. Ubers couldn't pick us up at our hotel because we were too close to where Biden was staying.
Couldn't you walk two blocks?
We did that. Uber? I'm just saying I've been turned around and inside out.
Did you see Ferris
Biden
while
fucked
you were in
me.
San Francisco?
I didn't see Ferris.
At the Fairmont?
I didn't see Ferris's fair mound at the Fairmont. What I ended up seeing was the Tonga Room and Hurricane Hut. I saw Haight-Ashbury a little bit, and I saw the Outer Sunset a bit. I ended up seeing a lot of it, the town, because I also went to the Mission. I walked through the Silver Lake of SF, a.k.a. Knob Hill, and I had my knob worked on with a woman with Shrill, from Shrill, rather. A.D. Bryant and I hooked up.
Right.
Right? Or you guys are having a good time? Because I'm bringing a ton of joy.
Right, or you guys are having a good time. I've only been to San Francisco twice.
I'd never been, really. I'd been for the Dead and Company show, and that's kind of it. And I'd driven through, but that doesn't count. Amir, what are your questions? Follow-ups or what?
Just lightning round style.
Let's go.
Why don't you fly Southwest for like 4% of the price as JetSuiteX?
I just said that JetSuiteX is the same price or sometimes less than commercial, so yeah.
Okay. So you actually saved money by flying JetSuiteX.
Either the same or saved, and I definitely saved time, and time is money, so if you count that.
Do you still hate San Francisco as a city? Because I remember that was your stance when the Warriors were constantly beating the Cavaliers in the finals.
What ended up happening was I got my knob worked on by a woman from Shrill on Knob Hill, and then I sort of changed my tune. Because I became attuned to the energy of the city, right? So, like, there's AI driving cars. There's a dog robot delivering food that stepped on my toe. And I don't know. I'm kind of falling in love with the energy.
Okay. why did you go there Monday through Wednesday?
It was Saturday through Wednesday. So I don't know if it's that you're not listening or you're just not understanding me. But basically, it was there for a family commitment. Family commitment. Okay. Not really. What's that?
5 days.
I thought you said vivacious. Yes.
No, I did.
Vivacious. And I don't know if you were talking about 80.
So you're there for 5 days?
I was there for 4 nights, 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had much more interesting trip last week than you did.
Where did you go? Henley on Thames?
To London.
Did you end up at Henley on Thames?
I didn't end up at Henley on Thames.
So you avoided Friar Park at all costs?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about London?
Shoot.
10 years ago or so, you go to London and everything's super expensive because it's like it's already expensive plus the exchange rate. It's like, oh, this $10 sandwich is actually it's £10, so it's $15. Now everything in New York and LA is super expensive. So is London even more expensive, or it's like, okay, now all sandwiches cost $18 here and there?
Comparable to cheaper.
Oh, even cheaper there.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I feel like alcohol definitely cheaper there.
Which is what, like £5 to £8 per drink?
Yeah, like I got a half pint of cider at the theater. And, you know, if you're getting like, well, first, I don't even know if they really have beers at a Broadway theater, but, you know, a cocktail's costing you $20.
Yeah.
£3.
Wow, okay. So America has, because of the crazy price gouging that's going on, has surpassed London at this point.
More than crazy, though. I don't even know if that's the right word to use.
One second, I'm
ludicrous.
Talking to Rika. And then what about like hotels and stuff? Super expensive as well?
I think it's like kind of the same. I got a pretty good deal. Mine was 3 nights for £450.
Total?
Total.
Oh, that is pretty affordable. Sweet.
Exchange rate was like a 0.8.
Did you end up staying at the hotel or...
I'm not gonna reveal where I stayed.
You're not there.
And I'm well, yeah.
You got back, so I think you can tell them where you ended up.
Well, if I
want to
go again,
on a sack to the hotel. I think I must have nailed it, right?
It
must
be the hotel. It was actually kind of a cool place.
It was one of those places where you sort of sleep in a locker.
Why didn't we record earlier today? Like, why 5 p.m. versus 11 in the morning?
What did you say? Wi-Fi? VPM? What's VPM?
I didn't say any of the things that you thought I said.
You said Wi-Fi, internet,
Wi-Fi,
got it.
Wi-Fi, VPN, no.
VPN, what's that?
Why
and why does it come after internet connection?
Why did you want to do this at 5 in the afternoon?
Didn't
to make
want to.
Such a time crunch.
Well, Marika gave me two choices, right? She held my feet to the fire, and I went through the
fire. To
be clear,
that was at 6 p.m. my time.
And you said because now or never, and I said never or 8, and you said 8.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the exact transcript? Because that's how it plays in my head, and I want to know what your
reality
Amir,
is
and
can,
how I can bend it to my will.
Amir, you can
still
decide how you feel about it.
Still silent on the Yotel. Still silent on the subject of
the
Yotel. So it wasn't the Yotel. Okay, how hard was that? I didn't say, where did you stay? I said, was it the Yotel? And you said, no, I want to protect it, because what if I want to stay there again? So that implies that you were staying at the Yotel.
I still don't understand why you did it at the last second. Like, you knew that this wasn't going to be able to happen.
5:12 p.m., I sent Jeff, do you still need to record tonight? Going to leave
soon. Oh, so you actually nudged Jeff. Yeah.
Well, no, because I had asked...
Because Jeff might have been not able to like even remember that he had to record. I wonder
if
you know
last night
there just will be an episode tomorrow. That's in play, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because last night he asked me if I wanted to record a one-on-one episode. And I said, the studio's pretty busy today. I'll have to see. I got back to him. He never responded. So at 5 p.m., I took it upon myself to reach out because I am technically a producer of the show. And I figured I might as well have some sort of responsibility.
Check in. End of the day, Jeff hasn't texted you back.
Totally. So at 5:12, do you still need to record tonight? Going to leave the office soon. So just checking. He said at 6:06, he finally responded. An hour after, I do if you can, but no pressure. I have an idea if it doesn't work. I said I could
what was the
either
idea
do.
If it didn't work?
Well, I'm gonna have to do the idea if it doesn't work, so I want to keep that in my back pocket. So
I said I could either do like right now or in 2 hours, and then he didn't respond. 4 minutes later, I said, "Let me know because I either need to set up the studio or go home ASAP." It takes me like an hour to get home.
Yeah.
7 minutes later, I said, "Bump." And then he responded, can we do 8 p.m. ET? Sorry, or not. I don't want to inconvenience. And I said, yeah, I can do 8. And then he said, I know I am inconveniencing, but if you don't want to, I can do a diff version. It's been a week. And I said, no, it's fine. I'm free. I was just trying to determine if I needed to go home or stay at the office. And now it's at 8. And now we're here. And I did go home.
I'm being lambasted because you guys don't like what I've done in the past or if it's actually about what happened this week.
I went to London this weekend. I saw 5 shows in 3 days.
Mm. Wow. By yourself?
By myself. Although 2 of my friends from New York happened to be there doing the same thing, so I met up with them.
Oh, wow.
Did you find yourself...
The shows... Sorry, one second. Yeah. The shows that are... Okay, so there's balloons. I don't know if Jeffrey did that.
I think that was you from just gesturing.
Oh, like this?
I don't know. Balloons? You did some.
What are you talking about?
I created balloons by gesturing.
What do you mean? I didn't see that at all.
Didn't see balloons in my frame?
There weren't balloons in your frame on my screen.
Marika?
I don't even think it's going to come up on the recording.
Marika, did you see balloons?
I saw something.
There were like animated balloons in my frame.
Yeah. What was your question?
Jeff's definitely in charge of that.
Bond of the week.
Are these New York Broadway shows that eventually go to London or ones that haven't been to New York?
West End might end up at Pantages. Just trying to figure out if you stayed at the hotel.
Didn't say the hotel. They are for all the shows I saw, they had not been New York transfers to the West End. And as of now, there's no plans for any of them to transfer to New York.
Can I just ask, though, because is that you went about it in a certain way where you made sure to only see West End originating shows? because I don't want the audience to think that there like aren't New York transfers to the West End. There are ample of those. But because you know
but I'm not gonna go
what
see,
you're
like,
talking
Mrs.
about.
Doubtfire
exactly right.
West End.
You're going to go to the West End and you're going to see things you can't see in New York because you actually live in New York. So I just want people to think that... I don't want people to think that they're going to go to London and that they're only going to see shit that are only there. You have to do the research. You have to know
right,
what the
fuck yeah. London
about.
Has a really, really thriving theater scene. They have a really good... What you would kind of consider like off-Broadway...
A grasp, yeah.
...theater they have, and they're doing it really well. Yeah. So they have like a bunch of theater companies, the National Theater, the Old Vic, Bridge Theater that put on a season of shows. I went to see... Yeah. A bunch of those.
Are a lot of these theaters places that also have pints or maybe just ales?
Yeah, they kind of all do. Which is nice. I stole this cup from the Bridge Theater. I saw Guys and Dolls.
Did you declare that at customs? I'm just starting to worry that you maybe
broke
the law.
No, I have global entry.
you have global entry? When did you get global entry and why?
I've had it for like a year.
Is that just so you can go to London easily?
No, I got it when I went to France. Anyone could get global entry.
Is it like TSA pre-check? What the hell?
Yeah, it's like that. Plus, you go into a different line when you're going through customs. And when I got back to the States, the regular customs line, over an hour. People waiting outside of the stanchions. Global entry. No one was in line. I got through in a minute.
I feel like I conflate it with like clear. I thought that you had to pay like $100 a year for this.
You do have to. You have to pay to apply for it. It's not like a yearly cost, and a lot of credit cards cover the cost of it. So your credit card might cover the cost.
Okay.
Highly recommend Global Entry. And it comes with TSA PreCheck.
I really don't want to interrupt the flow of conversation, but we are going to have to...
Bond of the Week.
Bond of the Week for sure, but I want to talk about the Yotel for a minute. Here we go.
Sure. And this is, I'm assuming, not part of the plan that you had for this episode.
We can't hear the video. Yeah, we can only sort of see a choppy version of it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Not really. Here.
Oh, I hear.
It's kind of an equally choppy audio version.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess, what's your confusion about the Yotel?
I was trying to figure out if Marika was basically doing this, right?
Right.
She said she didn't stay at one.
Yeah, but I don't. That doesn't mean that you weren't kind of treating London like this.
I don't think I was treating London like this. I kind of walked around at a like fast, normal walking pace, not dancing on the street.
I kind of want to point out. Sorry, I just need to point out this video too. It says 1 minute with Yotel London. Yep. The video is 1:37.
Well, we'll skip to the end and see if there's like a 20 minute. No, they're still going.
Nope. It's impressive. It goes till the very last second.
What's your recent? Do you have a reason for your recent fascination with Yotel?
I have no fascination. I just know that this hotel exists. That's
a hotel.
That okay. I think at first was only at London Heathrow Airport, and you basically slept
seemingly
in like a locker.
Obsessed with Yotel.
I have a good Yotel.
The Yotel Motel
fact. Holiday
Inn.
We have to take a break. But ready your...
I'm gonna put my squash in the oven.
Okay. And ready your Bond of the Week, because we are going to come back hot. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Um, we're not going to really have time because for her, and I wonder, I don't know if she's at the hotel or if she's just where she lives in England.
Probably just at her house, yeah.
Probably, but I don't know if she did like a staycation or something.
At a hotel, probably not.
Probably yeah. not. I know probably not, by the way. I just am wondering, and I think I'm allowed to wonder. Because, Marika, what we've been adding to the kind of ethos of this show, right? Because it's be joy, get wise, embellish faith, and what was the last one?
I remember.
Well, let's say foster wonder. Because I was just saying to Amir that I wonder if Grace is doing a staycation or not right now. And if that's why she might not have a hand in this week's episode. Or if it's maybe just that we're recording 6 hours before it has to come out.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one for sure.
Probably. Here we go. Bond of the week. I'm going to go with RIP Michael Gambond. Michael Gambon. Yeah. He was ahead of his time. He was of his time. He was someone who Amir probably doesn't remember, but that's okay because neither does Gambon. I don't know what he just did.
My Bond of the Week's gonna be Andrew Scott.
Fine. Amir?
True Holiday.
Nice. We have a lot to get to wax wise, and then we have a segment. Kevin James, let's talk about it.
We have a lot to get to wax wise, which is us talking about anything, and then we have a segment.
Correct. So Kevin James has sort of come on to the internet all this week, very specific memeology. He's kind of just like, and so I kind of wanted to know who in your guys' life, or who maybe at the company, had the energy of
the Kevin James meme.
Exactly right. I'm thinking Shackle. I feel like Shackle's been getting married for like 5 years. When is the ceremony? Has it already happened? I don't understand.
Happened.
Why? What? Were you there?
No.
Small wedding or?
We don't know. You should have her on and talk to her about it.
She doesn't want to. She did the show once and said
she's
never again.
Terrified.
That was 3 years ago.
Maybe you can do a bunch of people who have won and done it and then have them back on. So yeah. Shackle, Katie.
Yeah,
Angie,
Katie said she would come back on if it was another all girls episode.
I'd love to do another one of those. It's just hard to pin people down, especially, you know, like today I tried to get a bunch of people. All I could wrangle was you guys. And,
Yeah,
whether the episode is coming out tomorrow or next week, it still was a work day.
Who else did you ask?
Casey, Pyle.
What'd they say?
They said can't tomorrow.
That was yesterday?
Yeah. So
you didn't ask me yesterday.
I didn't really want you to be on this episode, but Marika was and I were going to do a one-on-one, and then I worried that was maybe too much to put on to Marika because I'm also tired from the travel.
Right.
Anyway. Let's kind of continue this going.
I think it's Riley.
It is Riley, actually, but she does it jokingly.
Yeah,
she kind of does that,
exactly.
That's a bit. I'm wondering who genuinely is that. And I'm wondering if it's maybe, I was going to say Shackle.
I think it's Peter.
I think it's Grimm. It's like earnestly Grimm. Grimm is like a, that's my impression of Grimm is like,
not really.
Not really. I was going to maybe it was Cervantes.
Who?
Oh, it's this guy I've been vetting to be an intern.
Not your job.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, I need an assistant editor.
I'm sticking with my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're. Let's continue on. Yeah.
Imagine eating yogurt at the Yotel.
Also, not to circle back on something we talked about a while ago, but...
Sure, we'll get back to my question later.
Nope.
A round trip from Burbank to SF.
Yeah,
gotta be like
$49. We're looking at $78.
Yeah, very affordable.
The JXL, whatever.
$369, $469.
That's if you're booking it tomorrow.
$316.
Yeah. Burbank to Oakland. $650. I'm plugging it in right now.
Yeah, it's $279 to $316.
No. I mean, I've done
it
that
weeks
trip.
Out, it was $269.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay, Burbank to SFO, right? Because I just
Google
did
Flights.
This.
Are you on Google Flights? Because I'm looking at the same dates, $78.
Well, I didn't pay for the flights.
Yeah, the truth comes out. So. And I wish we didn't have to hold your feet to the fire, because now I'm starting to question every answer you've ever given me.
Ask me anything, now I'll have be honest.
No, you're not, because I have to follow up, and if I find the truth, then you're going to be honest.
Okay, ask me the same question twice. I guarantee it'll be the same answer.
How old were you when you first hugged a woman?
Probably like 1, 2.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you again, and it has to be the same answer.
All right.
How old were you when you had your first hug?
I don't know, because there's a lot of things to question about that. What is a hug? What do you mean? Like me hugging someone or me being coddled?
You can't even keep
a baby
your story
gets coddled.
Straight. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's interesting. It keeps people sort of engaged, and I feel like that's the whole point of like hosting. You got to keep the audience engaged. That might even be my approach to romantic relationships in general, is to just keep them engaged and just like don't let them lose that.
Amir engaged is engaged by
to
ring.
Be wed, but never right. the actual wed. The actual right. nuptials
like a 14-year engagement situation.
Yeah, but longer than that even, because like if you marriage, everybody's like, oh, you know, being married so hard. Nobody says being engaged is hard. People say planning a wedding is hard. So let's get engaged, not plan the wedding, never get married. It's honeymoon phase forever, and you're sort of in bliss. I don't know. Domestic, yotelitude.
Yotelitude?
It's like an attitude slash, attitude.
Yotel, motel, holiday inn.
That's funny.
Yoliday inn.
Sorry, I'm trying to use... Oh, here we go.
Up, come up beside it.
Nice. It was worth it. Worth the wait.
We do have a segment. Do we want to get to it now, or do you want to wait another 15 minutes, or...
Probably now.
Probably now. That's fine. What I was going to say. Now it's fine. Now seems fine, just because we're like 24 minutes into this shit, and this segment might take 10. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves, and then, Marika, do you want to check in on that... What was it? Flautas,
honey nut squash.
Honey nut squash. You want to make sure it's not burning just while I get my laptop charger?
I can smell it. It smells fine. It
smells not burnt for sure, but I wonder if you want to check the glaze, see if it's maybe browning, if you want to turn it onto a broil from the bake so that we can get that nice caramelization on top. Just so I can have the time to go across the room and get the fucking laptop charger.
You could have already done it.
I could have done it within this time period, but now we're talking about the flautas that you're... Or sorry, the honey nut fucking Cheerios.
Honey nut?
Flautas.
That's a type of squash?
Yeah, they're really cute. They're...
this is good. Keep this energy.
They're new squash. They're relatively new squash.
So you bake it, then what?
I was going to make some sort of risotto, I think.
Jeez, that seems like a whole other dish. Yeah. I thought you were just going to slice it in half and add, like, I don't know, pomegranate seeds and chow down.
I have pomegranate seeds. I did slice it in half, but my thought was carve out the flesh, put it in a blender with some broth.
Oh, my gosh. This is all for tonight's dinner?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work for a late night meal.
I agree, but I'm...
Blend it, put it in a broth, and then what? You're not even done at
then,
your
Then you're making
yet.
The risotto with that broth.
I see. So then you put rice in there.
Yeah, but you gotta like really constantly stir. We should use Arborio in a rice song. That's the risotto rice.
I did. Actually, I think Brad did.
The irony is Jeff left and we talked about rice while you were gone.
It's so true.
It's like, the segment, yeah. Are we ready? You said, let's do it now.
Yep.
You said, let's do it now. I said, we could wait it. It's either now or 15 minutes from now. Are you ready now or should we wait 15 minutes?
Do it
ready.
Fast.
I'm just saying, it's kind of ironic.
Welcome to Pump the Frakes. This is a interview segment, sort of a compilation of questions asked and answered, fact or fiction, beyond belief. beyond relief, because by the end of this, you guys are going to be exhausted. Here we go. Pump the Frakes, question by question.
It doesn't have anything to do with Jonathan Frakes.
It does. It exactly has to do with Jonathan Frakes and him hosting the song Beyond Belief. So this is Beyond Relief, Pump the Frakes edition. Here we go.
Have you ever walked out of a mall into a huge parking area and realized you'd forgotten where you parked your car?
Yes or no?
I don't drive, so no.
Okay, Amir, expound on that. Expand.
Sometimes I'm not paying attention to where I'm parking because I'm so consumed about getting to where I'm going that I'm like, oh shit, let me just find a spot and get out. And then I, in a huff, like find a spot, get in, hustle over to the theater or the restaurant or whatever. And then I'm like,
the Dillard's. Hustling, bustling over to a Dillard's to get your shitty chinos, your pleated shirts.
In California?
I know your game, Blumenfeld. I know where you got your wedding tux. And it was a fucking Saks.
That's nice. Saks fit?
No. It was a bundle of Saks that he piecemealed together, chainmail.
Yeah, anyway, I've forgotten where I left my car after I parked it.
You ever gone mountain biking?
No.
No.
Never?
I barely know how to ride a bike.
That's true. Marika?
Never.
You said you didn't drive. You also don't bike? What do you do?
I bike, but I've never mountain biked.
Well, what is Manhattan if not a mountain to climb? Because if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Sure.
What do you want to be when you grow up? What's the right...
What are these questions? What
it's
are these John- from?
It's Pump the Frakes. It's from the show Beyond Belief.
I and see. And
this is
like
beyond
in
relief.
The narration.
Exactly okay. Right. So, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Retired.
Marika?
Happy.
Ugh.
What's the right tip? If you call-
Interpret this as you will. Expound, expand.
Blunt.
20%.
To stay at the hotel.
Called a plumber to your home lately?
No.
I actually have.
Oh! Breaking news.
Breaking news.
What did you have to call a plumber for, Blumenfeld? Was it a massive log?
Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
What an unrelated song. my toilet wasn't flushing properly, so I had to get a new one.
Okay.
Superstitious are you?
How much money would... How superstitious are you, is what he said. It's hard because the audio levels are all different. How superstitious are you?
I like to
I'm
think that I'm
stitious.
Not, but I'm, yeah, I'm a little stish.
Okay, so what do you get superstitious about? Like the Lakers?
Yeah, sports. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, did I leave the door open? Did the dog escape? I'm not going to check outside. I'm just going to look inside and hopefully find him. Because if I look outside and see him, that's really bad news or something like that.
Yeah. I kind of think I can tell the future sometimes. So I guess relating to that.
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery? Would you...
What do you mean you think cemetery? You can see the future?
Not that I can see the future, but...
Feel what's going to happen.
Yeah, sometimes
that's why
I have thoughts where I'm like...
I'm just trying to...
Oh, this... Like, I think about something, and then like an hour later or something, it happens.
Just trying to keep it going. Yeah, the episode and the segment, so...
How much money would I spend? What cemetery? What are my accommodations?
Just a cemetery. Definitely not like a nice one. Like it's not like Hollywood Forever.
Can I stay awake? Are people there?
Spend a night. So you can sleep. You could like do whatever you want in the cemetery. But how much money would it take for you to do that?
I probably wouldn't sleep.
Yeah. So just don't sleep. Bring a book. How much? It's kind of a stupid question. But if this is Pump the Brakes, Beyond Relief. So I'm trying to fucking pump the frakes rather. Just name a fucking number.
100,000.
100,000 to stay. What? That's. You could have 10, guaranteed.
Or I could have 100,000.
Yeah, but it's about the bare minimum you would take. That's the bare minimum. You wouldn't do it for 99,000. You wouldn't spend one night where you can sleep or not. You can do whatever you want. You can do work.
Principles.
Principles? 99 grand.
100, take it or leave it.
Amir?
40,000.
I would do it for, well, the question is, like, how much money can you make otherwise? I would do it
overnight?
For,
like, probably
overnight's
not a lot.
Tough. I would do it for, like, $2,500.
You display this as a trophy. You have a pet. You display this as a. You display this as a trophy.
We can get 50 people to give $50 and then make you be in a cemetery for a full night.
Easily, yeah. If anyone wants to Venmo,
but you have to prove it.
Venmo Marika up to.
Actually, don't.
Wait. So what's the number?
I don't want to have to organize this.
Okay. Well, let's just not do it then.
Yeah.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yes.
What a weird episode that was.
You believe in
Why
the
did
power
he ask
of a
that?
Curse?
Do you believe in the power of a curse? He said.
Yes.
No.
Amir?
I have a sweet tooth, but I don't believe in the power of a curse.
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Y'all
if this
respond,
episode counts
shit.
As that, then sure.
I haven't had my hearing tested, but I have had somebody look in my ear and find earwax, so I got an earwax
removal
kit.
With the well. Oh. You're supposed to have a doctor do it because you can burst your eardrum.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Did
an
ENT. The drops, and then I had the little, you know, the baster that you flush it out with.
Oh.
And I got it, the wax out, but afterwards, like within 30 seconds, I felt so dizzy that the room was spinning, like I had fucked
ear
up
crystals.
With my or something like that. That I had to lay something. Down and I felt like sick to my stomach for like an hour.
Might have been something. Wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, subsided, but I'm afraid to do the other ear now.
Planning a trip soon.
No follow-ups at all to the Marika thinking she could see the future, my ear-related story, or just powering through, do you think? Or do you think we should take a little rest stop and explore the answers for
And I mean,
second?
To clarify, I can't see the
It's
future.
Not a crystal ball.
Well, just the
I
fact
think
that you're
clarifying
with this
idea. Not really. It's supposed to be
it's
rapid
like you're
fire.
Straight
but
on to, do
beyond
you have a
relief.
Tooth?
It's supposed to be beyond relief, rapid fire, right? I don't even remember what he asked just now, so I think that's pretty interesting.
Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen?
What did he say?
It's hard because you guys keep talking over the shit.
Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen?
No.
Yeah, I'm
Actually,
sure it was
yes.
at a basketball game.
Bull Bull or.
Maybe Shaq. I don't know if I've ever seen Bull Bull.
Never.
I probably went to a game where Boban was there. I think he's 7'3".
I feel like there's been a couple games that you've talked about where you're like, if Bull Bull was there, I would have left the arena.
No, I never said that about
No,
Bull Bull.
That was must have been... It was either that or Marika stayed at
One
the hotel.
One time I... at a... like, Drive-in. Reggae festival that my dad was catering... When I was really little, there was a man on stilts, and he scared me so much I started crying. So that's probably the tallest man I've ever seen.
Do you love to go a-wandering beneath a clear blue sky?
That's a classic. That's a classic quote.
I do like walking, so yeah. And
walking
I do like
or wandering underneath.
I don't like wandering.
Yeah, but well, that's because you're lost. Not all who wander are lost, but some who wander are lost, and you're lost.
I don't
mean like in the city. I mean,
yeah,
like,
no, I'm not lost in life, and I don't like wandering because it implies either slow speeds or no purpose, and neither of those things appeal to me.
What is this? I feel like you guys are treating this episode differently just because it's like after hours. It's like you guys want to get out of here or some shit.
I think
I
the
just
energy
gave you
is
such
just
a good
low.
Answer.
The energy is high for me. I feel like I've been driving this through. You know, there's like a driving bass, there's a driving kick drum, and then there's me on this episode hosting.
To
sure
get us right before dinner is the nadir of our day.
Have you noticed
and
what big
you.
Stars real estate agents have become?
Yeah.
Daria Greenbaum.
Are you careful with your personal records?
Do you guys keep personal records? Do you have a filing cabinet? Do you have it in cash? Do you have it in, sorry, not cash, hard copies. now you guys have me saying cash. But I just wondered.
No.
Amir?
Do I have money in hard cash?
Do you keep personal records in a filing cabinet?
I have, like, tax information, yeah.
Okay. Can I say, I don't want to dox this person, but the person who uploaded this video, which is Jonathan Frakes, asks you things. His name is Zane Golia. Kind of a name that would be used.
Oh, that's like two. That's not a username.
Does your computer ever seem to have a mind of its own? Have you ever visited a Chinatown section in a major city? Have you?
Yes to the computer. Yes to the Chinatown section in a major city.
I was just in San Francisco's Chinatown nearly 3 days ago, and it might be the best Chinatown I've ever been to. So
it's a good one.
It's a good one, or
it's a good one. I was in London's recently. That was also nice. Yeah. I did go to London. My trip was more interesting than yours.
It's hard because there's not like Little America's other places, right? Maybe the airports. Amir, speak on it.
Are there little other countries in other countries, or is that purely an American thing?
Have you ever visited a flea market?
Yes. We've obviously visited a flea market.
The flea markets in my hometown used to sell like chickens.
Have you noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days?
That's not true.
Why? Well, this show is like from the 80s.
Yeah, saying these days, not true.
Okay, then you guys don't think, because all the HeadGum Happy Hour shows are theme-based, so I just don't understand why you're like so against this idea of a theme. What's that?
Restaurants?
Restaurants have
how
a theme.
How successful themed restaurants
name
are
a restaurant.
These days.
Name a restaurant. We'll go just rapid fire. Keep naming restaurants, and I'll tell you what their themes are. All right? They
Chick-fil-A.
Might not be obvious. Chick-fil-A, bigotry. Continue.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, California.
Panda Express.
Sticky sauce. Really thick viscous. The theme is viscous. Continue.
Yoshinoya.
Yoshinoya, the theme is gray. Because the brown beef ends up sort of
right.
Gray.
Are there any Thai chains?
That's no, continue. Let's keep doing this rapid fire thing because I think we can all figure
there should
it out.
Be fast casual
there should be fast
Thai
casual
chains.
Thai chains.
I agree.
What about fast casual Thai chi? So it's like you can get in and get out through a drive through, but sort of get your peace and find your balance.
I feel like that's
name
kind
another
of
restaurant
like against Thai cheese.
Why don't we name a couple more restaurants? We'll go rapid fire and wrap this up. Themes.
CPK.
CPK. The theme is wood fire.
They use coal.
No, fuck you guys.
No
fuck
way
you guys.
They have a wood fire.
Just
oven
fuck
in CPK.
Off. Let's just continue BJ's. On. Let's get one more question from Jonathan Frakes and we'll be out.
Have you ever had the desire to write your initials in wet cement?
What is this show?
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? And then yes or no. Just end on yes or no for that. Plugs, yes or no. Plugs, yes or no. Keep
right,
it going.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
At Mary Galon on yep. X/Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. Threads, Letterboxd, yep. TikTok, Blue Sky. Listen to The Pit Wall. Go see Review Reviews live show at the New York Comedy Festival. Go see HeadGum Happy Hour at the New York Comedy Festival. Buy tickets to the HeadGum's Monster Mash Massacre live stream D&D Spooktacular. That's all I got.
Amir?
Definitely the D&D in the works, Spooktacular.
Yeah. Oh, also, D&D yes.
Jake said you guys have a new podcast idea, but I haven't seen any movement there.
Yeah, I'd like to sometimes write my initials in wet cement.
She.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.